Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. A caravan with thousands of migrants is coming to the southern U.S. border.
Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says caravans are a recurring situation, but they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
This caravan marks the largest since last June, with Mexican police providing an escort and ensuring the highway remains accessible. I'm John Schaefer.
Today, Donald Trump Jr. giving testimony in his father's civil fraud trial again. He is likely to face questions regarding his involvement in his father's financial statements. The New York Attorney General contends that Trump's statements were exaggerated to secure more advantageous loans. Following his testimony, Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, and former President Trump will also testify in the coming week. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said today that a Republican plan to offer assistance to Israel is bound to fail in the Senate, citing what he calls partisan poison pills within the bill.
Israel has suffered the worst terrorist attack in its history. It needs help, but House Republicans are asking a price for helping them by cutting off funding that holds rich tax cheats accountable. That ain't happening, House. It ain't happening.
The proposal reduces funding for the IRS and omits aid for Ukraine. Schumer urged newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to engage in bipartisan negotiations with Democrats to craft a mutually agreeable package. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Legendary college basketball coach Bobby Knight has died. Dave Collins has the details on his storied and colorful career.
Knight won 3 national titles at Indiana and over 900 games over the span of his career. Knight began serving as a head coach in 1965 at Army before taking the Indiana job in 1971. He would serve as coach of the Hoosiers until 2000 and finish his career with Texas Tech, retiring from coaching in 2008. His family said, "We will continue to celebrate his life and remember him today and forever as a beloved husband, father, coach, and friend." He was 83.
The American Cancer Society has updated its guidance, urging millions more people to undergo lung cancer screenings. The expanded recommendations now include older adults with a history of smoking, regardless of how long ago they quit. Previously, the Society only advised annual screening for those who had quit within the past 15 years. Additionally, the criteria now includes individuals with a 20-pack year history, down from the previous threshold of 30 pack years. Disney is set to acquire Comcast's remaining shares in Hulu. On Wednesday, Disney disclosed its plan to pay over $8 million to purchase Comcast's 33% stake in the streaming service by 2024. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Looking at day 27, day 28, fighting intensifying as the IDF forces attempt to encircle Gaza City. Here with the latest with the Israel-Hamas war is Jonathan Tobin. He's the editor-in-chief at Janus.org and senior contributor to The Federalist. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, it's so important, you know, for our audience to get, to get an objective perspective of what's going on. Lots of emotions, different narratives out there. Here in the United States especially, we've got our kids at universities, other representatives in some of these major cities that are backing Palestinians, which is, I think, quite shocking, I would say, for most Americans, because what we've seen, and just little, you know, that we've seen of the atrocities that occurred there on October the 7th, it's just so overwhelming and shocking. But unfortunately, the New York Times led almost immediately, especially after the bomb blast in the hospital there in Gaza, you know, blaming Israel for it. And of course, it ended up messing up meetings that President Biden was en route for. And this has kind of been the patina of the narrative that's kind of compromised an objective report on what's happening there in the war zone.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think it is shocking for some people, but in a strange way, it makes sense because it's related to a lot of the other issues that we talk about in this country about what's, you know, what's wrong with our government, what's wrong with academia, you know, how the hard left is sort of, in their long march to take over our institutions, journalism, academia, you know, so much else. You know, it's related to these, you know, sort of toxic ideas like critical race theory and intersectionality, where, you know, like a generation of young people have been educated to believe that certain people are victims and certain people are oppressors based on their skin color or based on, you know, some sort of, identity. And it's regardless of the facts. And that's why they're ready to believe anything about Israel, but ready to support even, you know, the most bestial atrocities or use them if it's committed against, a country that they have, that the hard left has labeled an oppressor state, a white oppressor state, which, you know, is nuts, makes no sense, you know, on so many levels, because they think, you know, that the Jews are the one people in the world that don't have a right to their own country, don't have a right to defend themselves. And that's why, you know, you get these you know, expressions of anti-Semitism on American streets, on college campuses, these people going around tearing down posters of
pictures of
kidnapped children and kidnapped victims, you know, people who were taken into Gaza by these awful Hamas terrorists after, you know, killing 1,400, wounding thousands, and, you know, committing all sorts of horrible crimes. Mm-hmm. And they're tearing them down because they think, well, these people are the oppressors.
Exactly.
Any crimes committed against them are okay. Now, you know, like a decent person, like who would think to tear down a poster of a missing cat or dog, let alone that of a missing child?
Exactly.
And yet it's rendered okay because of these, as I say, these toxic woke theories. And that's why, you know, sort of the administration's is at cross purposes. President Biden has said so many of the right things about Israel, about the need to support Israel. But at the same time, he and his administration are trying to, make peace with the left wing of the Democratic Party, which is angry about supporting Israel, which is sympathetic to those trying to destroy it. And that's why at the same time that they're saying, yes, we agree Israel's right to defend itself, Hamas is ISIS, it's a Nazi organization, really, must be destroyed, but have a ceasefire. Allow aid into the areas where this terrorist organization is the government so that they can be resupplied. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
But upside-down world where you think, you know, Israel can't be treated fairly, anything is permissible.
Well, the issue here, Jonathan, is that we've abandoned morality. When morality has exited, as it has throughout the land, throughout here in the United States and around the world, we have no basis. You know, this is what's going on. I think it's quite revelatory to watch these young kids and these people out there, you know, supporting, you know, the Palestinian cause. And, you know, to your point, you know, following this narrative, it's because they don't know what morality is anymore. And if morality is gone, then you can twist things around and you can start calling that which is good evil and evil good, right?
Yeah, I think what's on display here is we've seen what happens when you abolish good and evil.
Yes.
You know, if you can't tell the difference, if everything is morally equivalent, you know, if Hamas crossing a border, you know, and committing, you know, rape, torture, murdering whole families. Also, I mean, I don't even want to talk about the evidence of the atrocity. It's so terrible.
I want to touch on that for just a minute.
About it, but, yeah. You know, it's very hard to speak of or to think about.
You can't even come up with the words.
If the people trying to take them down, then you don't believe in good or evil.
That's right. Well, look what's happening. You know, a friend of mine last week in New York saw a 40-minute presentation. This is body cam footage, stuff that's been shown to IDF and shown to officials. In fact, the Knesset was shown recently the video. It was so shocking that members cried, they fainted, they fled in tears after seeing the Hamas atrocities. It is so shocking to the system. But, you know, and then this is the same reason why Dwight Eisenhower, you know, told the media, says, look at when he liberated Germany, he said, look at, you're going to go through these concentration camps. I want you to bring your cameras. I want you to go through this and see for yourself, you know, what humanity is capable of doing.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I've seen some of this and, you know, it's hard to think about, let alone to describe. I mean, these are things that you can't describe. It's from another moral universe of people who are amoral. But
this is why you got to get rid of it. And it's hard. It's hard for people. I get that. And even Benjamin Netanyahu mentioned this morning, and we've been saying this too, is that you got to understand there's a time for war. The book of Ecclesiastes is a time for war and a time for peace. Well, right now, what's been jettisoned is this time for war. And I'm glad to hear that there's a call in Israel, and this should really catch on around the world, is that we should have a Memorial Day of Prayer on Monday, is what the religious parties are, you know, are shouting for or supporting that Monday we be in prayer in the spirit of 2 Chronicles 7:14, because God is the answer on all this, and we need God to protect those that have been kidnapped, the IDF soldiers who are putting their lives on the line to go in and fight in these tunnels. Jonathan, you know this is extremely dangerous, and you know this thing could really get turned upside down real quick, right?
Absolutely.
Let's go to break. We'll pick it up on the
Silver
other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
You know, I find it quite ironic, if not hysterical at times, that our current government, how they approach the Middle East. It's like, you know, for decades, they had no clue. I mean, what has gone on in the Middle East is, you know, what some have referred to as ancient hatred. thousands of years of history and tradition of hate. And Joe Biden figures in an instant, in the wave of a pen and a dictate, that somehow we're going to address this issue. So he went out in his administration and tried to find the most effective individual that could handle a new department of the bureaucracy. And it's a department that will be focused on the national strategy on Islamophobia. And guess who he picks? You're right. The person that did such a wonderful job there at the southern border, she was the appointed border czar, and now she's going to be in charge of the national strategy on Islamophobia, the one and only Vice President Kamala Harris. We're talking with Jonathan Tobin. Jonathan is the editor-in-chief at JanS.org, the senior contributor to The Federalist. Jonathan, you're just writing about this right now, right? Or you've written already?
Yeah. It's, got that done before we came on. The problem here is not being against hate. All forms of hate are bad. Mm-hmm. Any prejudice against, our Muslim or Arab neighbors is bad. I condemn it. Any instance of that should not be tolerated. But most of what is called Islamophobia in this country is actually criticism of those who are spewing anti-Semitism and hatred.
Exactly.
In the name of Islam. The main source for most of this talk about Islamophobia, the big article in the New York Times and cited by the administration, is CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations. CARE began in this country as the fundraising arm for Hamas.
Exactly.
It now masquerades as a civil rights group, but what was its reaction to October 7th? It rationalized it. It excused it. It didn't condemn Hamas. It never does. It never condemns terrorism. This is an attempt to flip the script, because what we've witnessed in these last 4 weeks is the greatest surge in anti-Semitism in this country, of Jew hatred,
yes,
in living memory. That's part of the crazy, ironic thing, is that, we have the greatest mass slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust, and instead of a backlash against these Islamic extremists, they're getting support, and the backlash comes against their victims who try to defend themselves. So, as you say, I mean, the irony here is this is a foolish thing for the federal government to be involved in, because it's basically about trying to divert attention from a real problem and divert it to a fake problem. But of course, the person they put the person in charge of is the least effective and the least respected member of the administration. But that's cold comfort.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan, goes back to what we were talking about earlier, and that is, this is a heart issue. This is really a heart issue. And there's not enough bureaucracy to address a heart issue. Because all you're going to do is you're going to come up with laws, and you're going to try to force people into doing something that is not handled, by law. What law tells you is what is wrong. If you really want a conversion, that becomes a spiritual issue that only God can deal with. And there's no moral authority in our government. I mean, like Joe Biden can come up and talk about any kind of moral equivalence or moral vision when he's been the one in supporting of abortion and the killing of 100 million babies in our country. We're as a country, we have no idea how far we have fallen. And as I said to you off the air, I think the thing can be so shocking because of our open borders. We know the terrorists have entered into this country. We got a report this week that Hamas has encampments in Mexico, that they're working in conjunction with the cartels. Do you think that they're here just to, play patty cake or something? I mean, this is a group of people that have clearly declared that they want the total ruination of America. And they are here in this country. So what happens, what would happen, God forbid, but it could happen, if they executed on American territory what they did in South Israel, here in America?
Well,
God forbid.
Certainly, I'm with you.
The thing that we must start saying, but it's not inconceivable. We experienced the 9/11 attacks in this country. And remember, after the 9/11 attacks, what did we as Americans do? Did we agree to a ceasefire on September 12th with Al Qaeda?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
We went
exactly.
to the other side of the world to take out their training camps and facilities in Afghanistan. Israel experienced the equivalent of 40 9/11s. You talked about proportionally by population.
Exactly. Right.
And it's the training camps and the bases for the terrorists who committed these unspeakable crimes and boasted about it. Is right next door. And that's why they've got to be allowed to go in there, take them out, and not to have their hands tied by this administration, which is, at sea, because it's conflicted within itself. Joe Biden made this gesture about Islamophobia, not because anybody in that administration is serious about anything, but because the left wing of his party is angry at him, even for the rhetorical support he's given to Israel.
Exactly.
Against that, the intersectional wing of the party of the Democrats, which, unlike the rest of the country, hates Israel. Most Americans, the vast majority of Americans, love Israel for reasons of faith and history and common values. Support for Zionism is baked deep into the political DNA of this country.
Exactly.
Goes back hundreds of years. I mean, the first president to endorse a Jewish state wasn't Harry Truman or Woodrow Wilson. It was John Adams.
Mm-hmm.
So most Americans are behind Israel for all the right reasons, but the core of his party is against it for all the wrong reasons. And he's got to make peace with them. And that's a tremendous conflict for him, but it twists us around. And you're right. What we need is moral leadership. We need somebody who's going to tell the difference between right and wrong. And we do have an administration that has had trouble with that, to put it mildly,
exactly.
on lots of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, he doesn't have the moral standing to lead for, any number of reasons. Mm-hmm. But, he's being tested, as all presidents eventually, sooner or later eventually are. And, God puts us here for various reasons. And, he needs to do the right thing. And as much as I oppose his policies on whole laundry list.
You're right. Exactly.
I need him as an American, as a citizen of the world, as a Jew. I need him to succeed and do the right thing. But I worry because there is no moral core, and everything he's done up until October 7th helped make that possible with his appeasement of Iran, which is knee deep into all this. And you mentioned the threat to the homeland here. Mm-hmm. Iran is the leading state sponsor of terrorism. He was just paying them billions of dollars just several weeks ago. And where does that money go? It goes towards terrorism. And that is a threat to us. It can happen here. God forbid that it would, but it can happen here. And we're not prepared. And I think it's not so much that we're not prepared sort of from a point of view of security, and I fear that we may not be. I mean, Israel wasn't, unfortunately, and that's a big issue there. But we're not prepared to speak out and tell the difference between right and wrong and call out the bad guys, because we're, too many people in Washington are too afraid to say the right thing about it.
You're exactly right, Jonathan. And the thing is this is what we have to do. I mean, the basis of our, this Democratic Republic and the DNA that runs, throughout our psychology and throughout even the makeup of who we are, is that you must speak power to authority. And a moral standing gives you that confidence and gives you that standing, doesn't it? And without it, you're empty.
They're very true. We need that inner core of morality, of virtue, if I can say that word, if anybody believes in it.
Yeah.
And without it, we're lost.
Jonathan Tobin, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Imagine,
God bless.
It's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. A caravan with thousands of migrants coming to the southern U.S. border. Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border of the U.S. Today, Donald Trump Jr. giving testimony again in his father's civil fraud trial. Following his testimony, Eric, Ivanka, and former President Trump will also testify in the coming week. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said that a Republican plan to offer assistance to Israel is bound to fail in the Senate, citing what he called partisan poison pills within the bill. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us, huh? Hope it's a great day for you. And, you know, I am, I got to tell you, I'm excited to hear that Israel and particularly Benjamin Netanyahu and religious leaders of Israel have declared Monday as a day of prayer. There's definitely credence for this. And we're going to talk more about this and why it's so critical. Because historically, when Israel has gotten in trouble, they look to other people. You know, I mean, they look to other nations. And time and again, you know, it's generally been Egypt. And God says, don't go to Egypt. You know, I got you out of there. Don't go to Egypt. And sometimes I think that even for them looking to America, that, you know, America should not be the answer to Israel's problems. Time and again, when you look back in history and you read the Word of God and you see, it's always God Almighty that has been the answer for Israel. So this, in a sense, is an answer to prayer, because my prayer has been is that Israel would not look to man, but they would look to God Almighty to solve this problem. Because this is incredible. You know, when you think about the number of people who have been kidnapped that are hidden in that 300-mile network of underground tunnels and all that's involved in Hamas utilizing citizens, innocents, to protect themselves. I mean, meanwhile, they do this in terms of the rules of war and how they're supposed to be conducted. You're supposed to preserve innocents and civilians, not use them as shields. They do just the opposite. But meanwhile, the international community in record numbers is supporting them. Well, with us right now to talk more about this is Barry Stagner. Barry has written a book, in the time of the signs. He's a recognized authority on Bible prophecy, adopts a rigorous approach, grounding his assertions in the scriptures while examining contemporary global events like the ones we're talking about. Barry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be with you.
So what do you think? I mean, with what I said in terms of Israel looking in all the wrong places, but it seems that, you know, they finally got the message to turn to God, and so they're declaring Monday, this coming Monday, as a national day of prayer.
Yeah, it's interesting if we look at the whole of the final progression of the prophetic scenario related to Israel in the 70th week of Daniel. We see that the cataclysmic events of the tribulation lead to exactly that, to a national turning to God. And I think what we're seeing now are a lot of precursors to what will ultimately be fulfilled during the tribulation period, including the Lord pouring out his grace on his people, exchanging their heart of stone for a heart of flesh, and seeing people turn to the Lord, especially as Zechariah prophesies at his second coming, that they will look upon the one whom they pierced and mourn for him. So I think, like with multiple elements of the prophetic scenario, we're seeing preparation for that through this particular event.
Well, you know, I have always maintained that when Israel became a nation again in 1948, if you're looking at God's prophetic clock, I had said that when that happened, it was as if the hour hand on God's prophetic clock was set. And what has been passing are minutes and seconds. And this is what we're seeing, you know, to that, that final revelation that has taken place, that we're what's passing are minutes and seconds. So in God's prophetic clock, Barry, where are we?
Well, I think that is probably the question of the hour that everybody's wanting to know. And, you know, considering what you just mentioned, within the Olivet Discourse, the Lord mentioned the budding of a fig tree, and that fig tree in both Hosea and Joel, as well as Jeremiah, Jeremiah even refers to Israel as a fruitless fig tree. And the Lord said, when you see the fig tree, which is symbolic of national Israel, budding again, meaning the people coming back from the diaspora and regathering into their national homeland, that this is the generation that will see all of the Olivet Discourse come to pass. So, you know, the hour is late, to be sure.
Right.
And I believe that we are basically on the precipice of the fulfillment of the 70th week of Daniel, which I do not believe the church will be present for. I think one of the main arguments for the pre-tribulation rapture is we weren't here for the first 69 weeks, so why would the church be here for their 70th?
Right.
And, I think all
that debate will be settled once and for all soon and very soon, Barry. You know what I'm saying?
Amen to that. I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we'll all be pre-trib.
Right. Yeah, I'm for that. All in favor. Barry, let me lay this out to you, because we were talking earlier about this, is that part of the dynamic that people don't understand in terms of the religious and the spiritual ramifications of what's going on in Israel and Islam's and the Arabs' response, Hamas's response, these radical terrorists, their response to the time, because they're seeing time of the signs of their own doctrine. Right? I mean, because they see the way this is lining up. I mean, here we are. We're looking up. Our redemption is drawing nigh. We're looking for Jesus. And they simultaneously are looking for the Mahdi. So it's like we have this convergence. We have this convergence, this theological convergence. I mean, this is, in a sense, is going to be better than the Battle of the Bells on Mount Carmel. Because it's going to come down to our God against their God, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the things that Christians often are unaware of is the fact that the Muslims believe in the second coming of Christ as well, but for a different purpose. They believe he's coming back, as you said. There is going to be a 12th imam, or the Mahdi. Mm-hmm. And what Jesus is going to do is tell the world that the Jews and the Christians are wrong and that we all need to convert to Islam. You know, they have a tradition that Jesus is going to marry, he's going to die, be buried next to Muhammad as the second greatest prophet. And, you know, mm-hmm. so they have a place for him, but it's a very different place than the church holds. And the reality is, as you said, you know, if you look at the Ezekiel War scenario, most of the nations there are radical Islam mm-hmm. and Islamic. And God is going to destroy them when they invade Israel. The number of dead will be so massive, it'll take 7 months to bury them. And they'll burn the weapons for 7 years. And this basically is the destruction of radical Islam. So, mm-hmm. yeah, you're right. There is going to be the ancient battle between Ishmael and Isaac, so to speak, mm-hmm. coming to an end, where the descendants of Ishmael are going to war against the Jews. Mm-hmm. And God is going to fight, as Zechariah says, as he fights in the day of battle.
Exactly. Well, Mary, again, you know, I bring this up, and hopefully people are grasping this in such a way that, you know, I often tell our audience, don't just take our word for it. You know, we bring on experts, you know, such as yourself and people who have been studying this that probably have forgotten more than we'll ever learn. And we're so grateful, you know, for your commitment and your understanding and knowledge and wisdom on this, is that, you know, our encouragement is that, you know, I tell people, own your own knowledge, you know, do your own deep dive, check it out. Because, you know, we have aimlessly, you know, the West has aimlessly gone into the Middle East in particular with the histories, the tradition, the ancient hatred. And we go in head first into the deep water and we have no clue whatsoever. And, you know, and it concerns me that here, you know, the recent announcement that Joe Biden made, his answer here in America, you know, being concerned about all, you know, these Palestinian parades and protests that are going on, is he appoints Kamala Harris as the czar for Islamophobia. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it's just amazing to see really Zechariah 12:3 coming into play. And the whole of the world turning against Israel. And, you know, Bill, I think what you pointed out is so important. You know, crack the book, read it yourself. It's all there. It talks about the regathering of the nation of Israel. It talks mm-hmm. about the whole world turning against them. It talks about God's response to these invasions and his enabling his people and fighting on their behalf. And we're
exactly.
watching it unfold. We are.
Amen. Got to go to break. We got more from Barry Stagner after this. Stay with us.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Barry Stagner. Barry is known for his authority, biblical authority, a scholar and prophecy expert, and his new book that's going to be released, I'd mentioned, but I should have told you exactly, it's available now for pre-sale, and it will be released on January the 16th. It is titled The Time of the Signs, A Chronology of Earth's Final Events, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so describe the book for us and tell people we'll do this early so we and that way we won't forget to do it right before we complete the interview, which I've been known to do. So let's go ahead and tell people about it and then how they can get their hands and pre-order it so that they have they have it in their hands to start this new year of 2024.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. You know, I think one of the important things is the pre-sale aspect. And, I don't think people who have never written a book realize all the stuff that goes into it as far as preparation. But pre-sale is critically important because that's how the brick-and-mortar stores determine whether to put it on the shelf. Uh-huh. And that's why publishers pre-sale books. So they can collect the data, and Target and Walmart and all these places that need to have the book on the shelf will put it there. And, it's available now on Amazon. You just type my name in, and all my books are there. But it's the Time of the Signs, and it will walk you through the last days. And as you mentioned at the top of the show, or our time together, rather, that the rebirth of the nation of Israel started the clock on fast forward, and it will walk you through the events, the destruction of Damascus, the Ezekiel war, when's that going to happen, where's the rapture on the biblical timeline, and there's a bit of an apologetic on the chapter on the rapture as well, and why we believe the Bible does, without question, teach a great catching away that ends the church age and opens the door for the 70th of Daniel. Going to walk you through the millennium, many of the components of that, and on into eternity, and just gives a timeline, as best as we can guess, from the rebirth of the nation of Israel all the way up through the tribulation, through the millennium, and the great white throne judgment, And then finally, the city whose builder and maker is God, and what heaven is going to be like. So I think it will be an encouragement to any who would read it.
Well, you know, for those that have been fighting against our religious rights, that want religious people to get out of the way, I mean, here we have a new Speaker of the House. Mike Johnson's made it quite clear. He's a man of God, man of the Word. It is just cracking the skulls of those that don't believe and they want nothing to do with our God and our religion and our faith. Well, soon and very soon they may find out what it's going to be like to not have any Christian around, any people of faith around, and get ready for, you think it's chaotic now? Heaven help you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing to think about what Jesus said about the church. You know, you are the light of the world. That light is, emblematic of enlightenment, wisdom, and insight. And he said, we're the salt of the earth. And salt is a preserving and purifier in Jesus' day. So you'll have a world without any spiritual insight in the sense of the church's influence, as well as no preserving and purifying influence
exactly.
of the body of Christ. And it's just going to be a world like humanity has never known.
Mm-hmm. Well, and light also represents life, Barry, doesn't it? I mean, life and living, living things, need to have light. This is, you see this to me. It always grabs my attention. First two lines in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God. And what was the condition of earth? It was void. It speaks of darkness, less light, that was happening. But God in his just incomprehensible love for his creation was faithful to hover over it like a mother hen, roasting its eggs to, fruition. Right. It gives me an awesome picture of God Almighty. That, those things are so antithetical to God that he will judge those. He will judge those things because God is a God of order and they have to be. It has to be in order. I mean, he designed the earth in such a way to produce specific results. And, those things that do not produce results, as Jesus saw when he looked at the fig tree and it was already 3 years old and should have been producing fruit and it didn't, he cursed it and it died, right?
Yeah, I think Mark's gospel is a great, underscoring of the fig tree being used, for the nation of Israel, because it's the only one that gives us a chronology. Matthew tells us that after, the teaching of the Olivet Discourse, that it was 2 days until the Passover. But Mark's gospel walks us through the encounter with the fruitless fig tree, which is symbolic of Israel. And, Mark tells us that it was a day after the triumphal entry. So we know it was Monday of the Passion Week where right. Jesus and the disciples encountered the tree. And there was no fruit on it because it wasn't the season for figs. And then Jesus cursed the tree, and the next day, Mark's gospel says, they encountered the fig tree dried up from the roots, which symbolizes the diaspora, the removing of the Jews from their national homeland. And then the day after that is when the Olivet Discourse was taught to Peter, Andrew, James, and John, where he said, learn this lesson from the fig tree. So if the fig tree represented unbelieving Israel on Monday, the fig tree represented unbelieving Israel on Tuesday, then on Wednesday, when he taught the Olivet Discourse, it has to represent unbelieving Israel. So Israel is budded again. We're going to hopefully any day now, today be a great day for the moment and twinkling of an eye
yes.
experience and to be taken to be with the Lord. But we are definitely in a time that is unprecedented. And that's a word we hear a lot today. In the media about the different events. I was reading a couple stories this morning about super volcanoes waking up and both in Italy and in California. And you find words like, first time in thousands of years or hundreds of thousands of years or unprecedented. or never before seen. I mean, we're just hearing that over and over and over. And we, the church, are the only ones who know where things are going. And so we have to speak up and let the world know that things are wrapping up quickly.
And you say we, the church, and the condition of the church is rather curious right now. You know, it seems to be...
that's one word for it.
How's that, huh? I'm trying to be nice, but, you know, I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm not judging him. I'm just for observation here, because this is Jesus' church, and I know he's got the credentials, and he can handle this stuff, but I'll tell you, some of these churches need a spanking, you know?
Yeah, amen. You know, Paul talked about that in 2 Timothy 4, where he told Timothy, there's a time coming where people won't put up with sound doctrine.
Yes.
And instead of that, they, because they have itching ears, they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables and heap up teachers who will tickle their ears. And, you know, the word fables can also be translated as fabrications.
Right.
And fabrications are things that people make up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a lot of stuff being made up in the church today that is unrelated to the apostolic doctrines, and that's why we're seeing the church in a curious state.
Well, Barry, you bring up a good point here, because the idea, I mean, look what's happened in the last 10 years. Our country has been preconditioned by narrative. The mainstream media has abandoned their sense of objectivity and responsibility to report, you know, things like this. And so we're being the affect of the culture, and your point right now is quite the warning, you know, to all of us, to the church, to the members of the church, is this is why biblical truth and a biblical worldview is so critical at this time, because it's like God has given us a compass, but if your compass is not polarized in the right direction, you're going to get lost here, are you not? Is that fair to say?
No, absolutely. If you start wrong, you'll end wrong. I mean, it's,
right.
You know, that's the bad tree cannot bear good fruit. And, you know, we are living in that time where there's been a defection from truth that Paul prophesied of, which is, you know, the apostasy of the last days. Paul spoke about it, like I just mentioned, from 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we are in the throes of it. And our nation is reaping the results of it. And, you know, Bill, I've been on this giant dirt cloud for a while, and I remember when I was a kid, Sundays, the parks around town were empty, and there was nothing going on. Families were in church, and then in the afternoon, you'd see families after church going to the park and things of that nature. But today, it's not like that anymore. Church is a matter of whether it's convenient or not. And there's a lot of losing of the reverence and awe for the truths of God's word in these last days.
Well, soon and very soon, ladies and gentlemen, if you've had ears to hear, hopefully the admonishment and really encouragement at the same time that we've been sharing with you, hopefully this prompts you to make sure that your compass is correctly set to straight north, all right, so you not get lost. Barry Stagner has been our guest, author and pastoral leader. Barry, thank you for being with us.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS?